I have two just observations. One is we have been presented a copy of the road easement that does specifically speak that the easement is for residential purposes. So in my mind, it's nightly rental of commercial purpose, and I actually have requested the county attorney to review and give a definition to the planning commission one item. And the other is you, at the last hearing, were very specific that there was another opportunity for ingress and egress to this property. And I, you know, this is something new that was submitted tonight that shows that that's definitely not the case. So I would say that there has definitely been new material that's been submitted tonight that I didn't see at the last hearing. And I'm only speaking for myself.
Yeah,
well, I don't know if you have a rebuttal to that.
Yeah, I know there's actually a road dedicated there. It hasn't been constructed, and there is not one in there, but they have a right to put one in there.
Absolutely, but what was implied by your, in my opinion, in your testimony, is there was another opportunity for ingress.
And even if this was the only road, I mean, there's been a lot of permits granted to people that only have one. There's no requirement that the road be a public road.
Those are just comments.
Sure, I understand.
Any questions.
Yep. So anyone have any questions for Ms. Morrissey?
I just wanted to address the one question that you had about the other nightly rentals in the area. So they're on that, where it looks like an actual subdivision, and it's a road that you take off Animal Safari Road. You can't even see those nightly rentals from this area. This is a very steep hill right here, and there's trees all along here. And you get to these by going up there, and this road is way over there. So these are completely separate and apart, and these roads are paved.
They're paved, yes. Or chip and seal or something.
There's some sort of hard surface. I don't
but
know
not base rock.
Paved, but they're not. This is a gravel road, like white chat gravel road. And it's very steep right here. And if someone parked along here and a fire truck tried to go through here, I would see it slipping off the road. I know Mr. Boone had mentioned last time that he had been on this road and knew how narrow it was.
Yeah, nobody needs to drive down that part of the road because the access is at the north end of the road, and that's how they get to their property.
And adding onto Black Oak Drive there is not an option. There, as you can see from the pictures, there's an electrical box right in the middle of that.
Andrew, can you come to the
sorry.
Podium?
Sorry.
Because I've got a specific request.
Okay.
Is what request for reconsideration, what specifically do you believe that request is for? What are you asking of them?
Well, the bylaws say that you can request reconsideration of the hearing below. And the only new material that we've presented, I believe, is about Black Oak. And so that's some new material for reconsideration. And then Mr. Penrod was not able to come last time, and I believe that his testimony about the safety issue is worth reconsideration as well.
So reconsideration would be a vote for rehearing?
Or to overturn. I believe that you have the ability to overturn.
Or another hearing.
Well, no, actually, it's just for another hearing because we did not publish this as a public hearing.
Okay.
You're just deciding that's whether to hear it in July or not in July.
Okay. That's what I want to clarify.
Yeah.
Mrs. Penrod has just shown me a picture of a car that ran off the road this afternoon as well, that in the rain. It ran off the chat road.
They had to pull proper towing, came out there, and finally managed to get it out.
You can see from that picture how steep the embankment is.
Are there any additional questions for Ms. Morrissey?
No.
Okay. Do you have any questions? Okay. I know that last time I voted to deny the approval. I haven't seen anything that changed my opinion for the decision I made before. I do agree with you that there's additional evidence that I think's been presented. So do we have a motion to approve a rehearing?
I would make that motion.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Is there any additional discussion?
Not any additional, but I haven't already brought.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, your rehearing is approved. Thank you. Next case is Raymond Greer's with a variance at 513 Fruit Farm Road, case number 18-05V.
And applicants are here. We have the subject properties located at 613 Fruit Farm Road, Hollister, Missouri. The property is approximately 103 by 175, irregular in size. Per the assessor's information, there's a 2,003 residents on the property. Applicant Raymond Grievers requesting a side setback variance of 0 feet for construction of a 20-foot by 25-foot garage rather than the required 7-foot side setback per Table 1 property line setbacks. The applicant would like to build a 20-foot by 25-foot garage next to the west property line that borders a 7.79-acre Country Farm Estates Homeowners Association property. The applicant's requesting the variance due to the slope in the backyard and access being limited with this slope. And then the pictures of it were zoomed out. 65 Highway, access down here off of 86, East Outer Road to Fruit Farm. We'll zoom in. Fruit Farm right here, Country Farm Estates subdivision. That's the contour layers on Beacon.
Where's the proposed?
I have it coming up right here in the backyard, right there by the trees.
Can you see the contour lines again, please?
So right in this area right here.
The lot on the corner, is that common area or is that owned?
This is owned by the Homeowner Association. The water tanks and the well house is all, and it runs all down the valley. I think that's where the wastewater plant is.
Okay.
Which I'll go to pictometry and we'll look at the whole area. This is an old pond, actually, and that tree's an old pond bank. Just to let you know what's out there. Standing on pretty close to Fruit Farm, looking down the line, property line. Towards the back. This is just a picture of the backyard of the north. Let's see if you can get a feel of the slope. These stakes are about 7 or 8 feet off the property line. It's back in the area of these trees. He was going to take these trees out. Here's just a side picture. This is their house here. And then I just took a picture. These stakes would move over closer to this if it was a zero. Of course, here's your statutes. And if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request 1805, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a corner lot side setback variance of 0 feet for construction of a 20-foot by 25-foot garage. Number two, a Division I permit for the garage will be required. Three, compliance with all of the other provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record should be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And your applicants are here, and here's our property.
Okay, has there anyone signed up to speak, Benita?
Yes.
Todd Ashwood, are you for or against?
I'm representing the Homeowners Association.
Okay, all right, very good. Hi.
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 Anything to add?
Well, my opinion is that this greatly benefits me in allowing me to use my whole yard, and it inconveniences no one. I mean, that's basically nature on the west side of the garage, and it could remain that way. Nobody would have to do the maintenance on it. Nobody does now.
Is that the only place you can put it? I mean, just flat out, that's the only place it'll go? Well, or you just want to tuck it right up against there?
I could move it down further, but then, you know, it's wasting my, I'd have a bigger yard, a I mean, 7 feet, that's quite a bit. And it makes it a better shot where I can put doors into the garage straight rather than crooked.
How did you plan to access the property? Are you going to access the garage? Access it off your existing driveway or from behind the home?
There's enough area there to access it. Yeah, I can go straight back.
Okay.
So your door, the doors in your garage would be facing us if it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much an area of these trees, David.
And this wouldn't be a carport. This is a completely enclosed garage.
I wanted to put a completely enclosed carport, but I don't know why I'm going to get that allowed or not, but that's would be my desire.
You want a garage?
A garage, yeah.
Yeah.
What's garage doors.
Windows.
20 by 25. Anything else to add?
We'd just like to get as close to the property line as possible because of the slope of the hill.
Okay.
So it'd be more level. We can't go from the other side because it just goes down. Okay.
But the door itself is going to be on this side.
The door is going to be facing the street, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. One door, two doors?
Two doors.
Two doors. Okay.
Yeah, one basically that I would use often. The other would be more or less park my lawnmowers and stuff in.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Todd, did you have any comments representing the Homeowners Association?
Todd A. Schliman, and I serve as the president of the board for the Country Farm Estates Homeowners Association. Our biggest concern, a couple things. Number one, we received notice that this was going to be put before this board, and there had not even been a plan for the project presented to our Architectural and Landscaping Committee. Country Farm Estates has three phases. They're all governed by covenants and restrictions, and everyone that wants to do any type of project has to submit that in writing. Mr. Grievers did request a form to do that, and as quickly as we could get that to him, we did get that form to him. Once the form was filled out and completed, the Architectural Landscape Committee reviewed it and deemed that the project was not able to be approved for a variety of different reasons. A good percentage of the information that was just shared is accurate from the standpoint of that the property that's right next to it is where the water and where the water facility is located. It is common areas. What we're concerned about is that if the covenants are not maintained or restricted, that it's going to set a precedent with other owners to be able to feel that they can do whatever they wanted to do with their property. All of the covenants and bylaws were agreed upon by all homeowners whenever they purchased their property at Country Farm Estates. And, you know, Terry and Ray have been great neighbors, and this is not about them at all as far as from our perspective. We would like to be able to have a project that would be submitted to the board that we could approve. It's just that this one, the way that it is and the way it's been submitted, we don't feel that we can approve it. And so we'd appreciate your consideration on that.
Do you have any questions for the Homeowners Association representative?
Is there a possibility of a compromise?
That's what I was wondering. I mean, a 5-foot setback, a 3-foot setback, or
something like that. I mean, I think a zero setback is.
I agree. A zero setback's a little too extreme, but if we could.
Especially for a permanent structure.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I wouldn't know about that, but maybe there's a compromise.
The other issues that you had problems with, we aren't involved in those, but the right. Setback, would you be willing to compromise on a setback, or is it hard and firm on the 7-foot?
I think it would depend on the project itself and you know, how it actually came together. I mean, what's been presented to us, I mean, I have a copy of it here, and as it's being presented, I don't think that we could approve any aspect of it. Do I think that the people on the committee are reasonable? And if there's a way to work through this in a, you know, for a positive outcome for all and not set a precedent that is going to harm everyone in the future, absolutely.
Do you think you guys could meet with them and try and work something out, and then we'll just hold off tonight on approving or denying?
I would think that we would like to do that if possible, for sure.
Would you guys be open to that? Scott, we don't have to vote on this tonight, do we?
Oh, no, you have the ability to postpone for more information at any time.
If the committee's open to it and the applicant's open to it, see if you can find a compromise that you could bring back to us that's possibly less than 7 foot but greater than 0.